Bruce Vandenberg is an advertising professor at Michigan State University, and he's on the line with us now to talk about the ads from Super Bowl 36. Good morning, Professor Vandenberg.
Good morning.
This is the big day, not just for football, but also for advertising, right? The Super Bowl is a huge event.
Oh, yeah. It's our biggest event of the year.
And you sit around with your advertising colleagues and watch the game and rate what's going on with the ads, yes?
Yeah, we rate them and we disagree. And, I think the big part of it is that we disagree.
You disagree. Okay.
We disagree a lot.
There had been a lot of advertising devoted to patriotic themes since September 11th. Did you see that last night in the game?
Not as much, unless you kind of fold in there the Americana with Pepsi and Budweiser and those big American brands. But, we saw the Clydesdales go to Ground Zero. We saw Maya Giuliani for Monster.com. But I thought it was kind of a low-key patriotic appeal.
Uh-huh. The Coen brothers, the movie-making team, did their ad. They did something using the Beatles song Taxman.
It's estimated Americans overpaid $311 million in taxes.
Do you think that worked for H&R Block?
It worked for me. I mean, it was a little bit tedious, but by the end, I think, they kind of hit the punchline and it was funny.
Uh-huh. And was there a dud last night that you said, boy, these guys just threw away $2 million, which I guess is what an ad costs on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we think AT&T Wireless threw away more than $2 million because they had a series of teaser ads for M-Life, which I guess is their name for the new wireless phone. I assume the climax for it was this ad about people's stomachs and their belly buttons and so on and cutting the cord, and how our life has to be wireless. And we just kind of groaned when we saw that. Another one we absolutely didn't like was Quiznos because we just thought it was cruel.
And what was the Quiznos ad?
One was chopping off an artificial arm with a little guillotine that was trying to grab for a sandwich. And another one was shooting a woman in the neck with a dart.
Or this toasted one.
Oh, toasted.
It really doesn't sound very appealing, does it?
No, not if you want to buy a sandwich.
Yeah. I saw an ad I liked. I thought the ad for Brisk, an iced tea, which is so good you don't need to talk about it, I guess, or you don't need commercials for it, was quite funny. They had little animated claymation puppets of popular characters like Danny DeVito.
That's Brisk, baby!
Cut!
What's the problem?
Excuse me, but there's a new Lipton Brisk that tastes so good it sells itself.
So? Where's the director?
So you puppets are fired.
I liked it a lot, too. I thought it was very Shrek-like after the movie Shrek with, all the fairy tale figures that were being captured by the evil king. But I liked it because, very simple message, well executed. The claymation characters were great. I thought they really, pulled that one off really well.
Maybe the big production from the Super Bowl last night, in terms of advertising anyway, was this 90-second Pepsi ad featuring Britney Spears. How did she do?
I thought she did quite well. She didn't do well with the faculty and maybe just didn't appeal to, the mix of people there. But I thought, going back through the heritage of Pepsi and the Pepsi generation all the way back to the 50s and bringing it up to current day.
You hear something new at fountains today. People who think young say, Pepsi, please.
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young say, Pepsi, please.
Pepsi.
For those who think young.
I thought that was an excellent spot, an excellent thing to do, and I thought she was the perfect person to do that. So I thought they did a good job, but it probably didn't stand out in terms of originality, which is one of our big criteria.
Thanks for getting up to come in and speak with us this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bruce Vandenberg is an advertising professor at Michigan State University.